Across the Pilbara, this is Breakfast with Pablo on 102.5 FM.
Senior Sergeant Andy Stevens in the studio. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Pablo.
Now, you've got a bit of a request regarding CCTV from last week and the start of this week.
That's right. I spoke last week about burglaries in Miller's Well, and they continued on Thursday last week. They've tailed off now, but we're still looking to find who the offender is. So we want anybody in that area, Kalama and Trevelli, who has CCTV or any information that might help us identify these suspects who committed a large series of burglaries on Wednesday, Thursday of last week and the Friday of the week before. We're also investigating stealing from cars in Bainton and Nickel, which happened over Sunday and Monday night of this week. Unfortunately, the cars, many of them were unlocked, and the property that was stolen from them was even just coins. So it's a message there to people, lock your cars up, please, and take everything out of it that might have value that somebody would want to steal. Anybody who has CCTV on people walking the streets in Bainton and Nickel from Sunday and Monday nights, please call us and let us get that CCTV before it hits Facebook, because that's our best opportunity to catch these offenders. There is still a CCTV subsidy scheme available through the City of Karratha website, where if you install appropriate CCTV with an approved installer and register it online with the WA database, you can claim a $200 rebate.
Also with lights as well, security lights. So if you want to find out more info about that, go through the City of Karratha. Now, a bit of traffic news, because a driver was pulled over with a fairly lengthy rap sheet.
That's right. On Sunday night, our officers saw a car driving in an erratic way on Bainton Drive. They pulled it over and spoke to the 59-year-old man from Bainton. We found out that this man had had 27 previous revocations of his driver's license. He's been to court 14 times for driving without a license, and he's been to court 12 times for alcohol-impaired driving. Now, that man on the Sunday night was almost five times above the legal limit. He was driving without a license. So he's due to go to court soon for driving under the influence of drugs, driving without a driver's license, and we seized his vehicle. So this man could be facing jail for not getting the message that it is not right to drink and drive. And particularly now, we have the booze and drug testing bust in Karratha, and it'll be with us for a while.
Yeah, so you see that around town.
The message is very clear. Don't drink and drive.
Now, last but not least, a very lucky escape for a cyclist, and a message to people if they are heading out, especially solo on the road on their bikes.
That's right. We had a solo cyclist who went out camping on the weekend on his mountain bike. He was adequately equipped, but unfortunately, he became disoriented and lost. He sent a text message to his wife for help. She contacted us. We organised for a police van and a trailer with a motorcycle to go out to that area, and we had our police aeroplane up. We found this man, and he was alive and well, but we couldn't get into him. The area where he'd managed to get on his mountain bike was inaccessible by an off-road bike and by a four-wheel drive, so a helicopter was arranged. We recovered him, but if he hadn't had any means of communication, there was no way that we would have been able to firstly know that he was lost and in need of help, or if he was actually injured or anything like that. There's no way he could communicate with anybody. So it's important that anybody who does go out camping or into remote areas, they have some form of communication. And you can also get personal EPIRBs now. So if the worst does happen and you need urgent assistance, you can press the button on the EPIRB, and that will be triggered in Canberra, and they will contact us, and we can launch a rescue operation.
Our local police, alongside the City of Karratha, Department of Communities, Rio Tinto and Woodside, operate Northwest Self Project, are members of the Safer Communities Partnership, a project focused on making sure the city is a safe and enjoyable place to live, work and play. Senior Sergeant Andy Stevens, thanks for stopping past. We'll catch up next week.
Thank you, Pablo.
Breakfast with Pablo.